Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Good evening and welcome to Amplify, a telephone talk show that looks at life from a religious perspective. I'm Father Ron Langwin, hoping that you have felt the warmth of God's love in your life this day, especially the joy you feel when you share that love with others. Let us, in that same spirit of sharing love with others, join prayerfully those who gathered in memory of those whose lives were taken in mass shootings across the country recently, including also those who grieve for them. And everything was going well with me today. I was caught up on just about everything. I had one other thing to do this afternoon, and then I got a phone call that said I can't make it tonight. It's a priest that I hope to have on later. He was not feeling well at the beginning of the week, but he was turning better, taking medication, feeling better, and then that happens. It's happened not very often at all, but I certainly will have him back on again. But what I'd like to do, and he's written a book called Angels Are Guardians in Spiritual Battle. It's one of the best books that I've read about angels in a long time, so I know he'll come. I know he'll come on in the future. But since angels are in vogue right now, as we approach Christmas, not that far away, less than a month now, I'd like to begin with a story of faith and imagination that I was going to use for the program originally. Jesus sat with his followers around fire. The night seemed long, but the weather was comfortable, and the small fire seemed to light up the night like a million shining stars. The light flickered, and the flames danced as the men slowly added twigs to make it grow brighter. Peter said, "As tired as I am, I cannot sleep." John nodded in agreement. Jesus added, "I understand what you are saying. I too feel that way." "Then it is time to talk. Let us use our minds and fill them with knowledge," Peter said. So John said, "Master, when my brother was born, my mother was near death. She cried out when she saw a shining light in the room. The light told her not to fear. I remember it well. It was only a child. It's all I was. And I stood in the doorway while my aunts comforted her. Master, I too saw the light. I knew I did, and yet I was not sure. Did I think I saw it because she said it was there? Or did I truly see it?" Jesus answered John, "Only you alone can answer that. But I tell you this, there are angels among us all. There are even angels here with us. They are gifts from the Father, gifts of light, guiders, and protectors." Peter asked, "Well, is not the word of the Father the strength that we must call upon?" "Yes," Jesus answered. "We must call upon the Father. But the Father does not leave his children in darkness. There is always a comforter near, a comforter not always seen nor felt, but a comforter nevertheless." John sighed and said, "Master, I remember when my mother died many, many years later. She cried out and said she saw a light once again. She thought it was her mother. She said there was a beautiful, bright, shining spirit beside her who said, "Fear not. You will soon be in the loving arms of your Creator." I remember clearly what Mother said. Jesus said it was her angel. Her angel. There is, once again, I repeat, an angel with each of us. It is our conscience, our light, the soul of being, our hope, our protector. It is like a shining cord coming from the Father's light. A story of faith and imagination about angels. We will be talking about that. I would think in the new year now, sort of tied up for the Sundays ahead. And in a couple of weeks, I'm going to have a guest on that I've been talking with for, wow, must be close to 25 years. His name is Ace Collins. A lot of you know him. We had him on not long ago talking about classic cars. And he's written bestsellers, books that are a couple decades old now, called Music of Christmas and the Stories of Christmas. So I always have him on at this particular time of the year. And so the angels will come. We will talk about them in the future, no doubt about it. But I would like to say this to give you just a little bit to be thinking about. The guest on the book on angels said that there are three mistakes that people make about angels. They are, one, the first mistake is to see angels as fairy tale-like creatures who roam through kindly fables as old-fashioned, powerful presenters. In this view, angels are seen as mythical creatures who were once cast in supporting roles in the Bible, but whom modern science has now explained away. But as we shall see, angels are far more than a seasonal decoration. The second of the three mistakes that he makes in the book about angels is to treat them as a lyrical or poetic expression of internal psychological inspirations. Recast the angels as celestial personality coaches who help us to find the quote-unquote divine spark hidden within us. And he points out that they are far more formidable than a spiritual fad, because over the course of my life, angels have occasionally been just that, a formidable fad, and is lost. The third mistake about angels that he believes is the one Christians tend to make. It is to expect or even to demand things from the angels that we should not expect of them. For example, we expect angels to override the laws of nature and rearrange those rules so that things turn out to our good fortune, no matter what the circumstance. So that's just a little bit to hopefully get you interested in the program whenever you hear about it coming in the future. What place, we might think, did angels have before us? The belief is that angels were here before man was here. It's a different world before man was created. And what place did angels have at that particular time? And there are stories, many stories about that tell us about about the future. One thing I don't want to do is lose my voice. About the future, and that some people have such false understanding of angels. as to what they did on heaven and earth. And so I usually wait until the Sunday after Christmas. This time Christmas is on a Sunday. Don't remember the last time that happened. But usually tell stories that are filled with angel stories. Can't expect that I'm going to do that. I'm not quite sure what the schedule is going to be for Christmas. But nevertheless, there are all kinds of stories that can be told about the angels. And this is one of the faith and imagination stories. You may recall I told a bunch of these stories just about not quite a month ago when my best friend had passed. And this is the shortest story in the book, and it's titled, Send Us a Savior. Two angels cried out to the Heavenly Father, How long will humanity suffer? Listen to the people crying out. Let it end. Take us into your loving arms. End this destruction and send us a Savior. But close your ears to those who curse and mock you, O Heavenly Father. The Heavenly Father looked at the two angels and said, It is my children of whom you speak. They are a part of me, and I am a part of them. I tell you this, when the appointed time has been reached, the battle will begin. The world will be divided. Human beings will divide it with their free will. Those who have been faithful to my rules will come to me, and those who have given their allegiance to the God of darkness must stay with him, for there will be no room for them in my home. So we may think of this as something that applies to history hundreds or thousands of years ago, perhaps even longer than that. But isn't it still happening today? Human beings will divide with their free will. Those who have been faithful to my rules will come to me, and those who have given their allegiance to the God of darkness must stay with him, for there will be no room for them in my home. And so what was true so long ago is true today, and one can only wonder if it is getting worse. So, having thought through a whole program about angels, which I enjoyed doing, there that's really my favorite topic, I thought the most important thing might be, since this is the first Sunday of Advent, to talk about Advent. And even eventually later in the program to talk about the role that angels might play in Advent. So it begins today. There's many different things that we can say about it. Different religions, Christian religions, deal with it in different ways. So many have what they call an Advent wreath, representing the four Sundays before Christmas. There are four more Sundays, and there are candles that are usually purple. Some now have dark blue ones and one white one to symbolize the fact that we live in a world that is overcome with sin in so many different ways, sin and evil. But there is hope, and that begins to change on the third Sunday when the readings give us that hope, anticipating the birth of Christ. And then there is a white candle in the middle of this wreath made out of greenery, usually out of Christmas branches, Christmas tree branches, or of course so much is made permanently now. And those four Sundays made with four candles in green, or four, three with green, one in purple or pink, and white representing Jesus, are called the prophecy candle. The candles are sometimes called hope, love, joy, and peace. And the greenery is to symbolize the grace of God, the goodness in the world that is the foundation that will overcome the purple candles. They will burn out and give way eventually to the white candle. And so the wreath symbolizes the eternal life of God, immortality of the soul, and the eternity that we find in Christ. And so there's a lesson to be learned there, and so much that we could say there. And I just went to the internet to look at some of the quotes that people have about the Advent season. And one was anonymous, and it was probably the one I liked the best, which says, as you make room during Advent, as you make room for Jesus on Christmas, he already has a special place for you. As you make room for Jesus on Christmas, he already has a place for you. And this one from Mark Zimmerman, this Advent, we look to the wise men to teach us where to focus our attention. We set our sights on things above where God is. We, like the wise men, fall on our knees and adore him as our true and only King. And I read this one first of all because I want to talk about the wise men on the second hour of the program, explain why just a little bit later. Many of us know Dietrich Bonhoeffer, who said, wait and something will break over you. God will come. So life often is about waiting, but God will come. And one of my popes, Benedict XVI, said, it is the beautiful task of Advent to awaken in all of us memories of goodness and thus to open doors of hope. And so Advent is viewed as a season of hope. It is the beautiful task of Advent to awaken in all of us memories of goodness and thus to open doors of hope. Apply that to your own life. What are the memories of goodness that you have? Because those memories can give us hope when life doesn't seem to be that way at all. A lot of people are aware of Christian Henry Nouwen. He said, the Lord is coming, always coming. When you have ears to hear and eyes to see, you will recognize him at any moment of your life. Life is Advent. Life is recognizing the coming of the Lord. So we all have schedules. There's a lot of people who come into our life, or we enter into a lot of other people's lives. How often do we think, as he says, life is Advent? It's Christ coming into our life, and he's coming into our life, as I'll reflect on after our break here, in so many different ways that we often forget once they're over. It's like we're looking for what's next, what is new. So life is Advent. Life is recognizing the coming of the Lord.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome back to Amplify. Due to a guest that became ill, we're talking about, in this hour, about Advent. We're talking about what prepares us for Christmas. And haven't met a person yet who hasn't said it's really come so quickly to us that life is going so fast. The first paragraph in the Catholic Church's catechism, which outlines all of our basic belief, states, "In a plan of sheer goodness, God created man to make him share in his own blessed life. For this reason, at every time and in every place, God draws close to man. He calls man to seek him, to know him, to love him with all his strength. He calls together all men and women, scattered and divided by sin, into the unity of his family, the Church. To accomplish, when the fullness of time had come, God sent his Son as Redeemer and Savior. In his Son and through him, he invites us to become, in the Holy Spirit, his adopted children and thus heirs of his blessed life." Saying that we are related to God. You ever look at it that way? We're his children. And what does that mean? What implications does that have for us? Calling our attention to the many ways in which God has come into our life should help us to begin to understand the answer to that question. And the fact that God not only has come, but he continues to come and will come to us in the future. And so Advent urges us not to miss those many opportunities that we have, that life gives to us, to discover God and the things of God. Is that something? Is that someone that you look for each day in some way in your life? Having found him, looking back to some of the same places, but using that new sight, spiritual insight that you've developed to find him in still many other places. And so the Advent season urges us to pay attention to the signs of God's unmistakable presence in our lives and to live our lives with a sense of expectation. What our expectation too often has nothing to do with God. Do you have any expectation in your life as it relates to God's place in your life, to God's presence in your life? Do you believe that God's presence is indeed a gift to you, a gift from God himself? And so we're on a journey to God, wherever we might be on it. As you know, I've missed two people in my life who ended their journey on life, my sister and my best friend, and I never know at the age of 82 when my time will come. And so we need to be able to read the signs which indicate that we're living our life in the right way, guided by God's wisdom and love, so that we foster peace and love in our families and in that part of the world where we work. And so Jesus walks with us to guide us and protect us on our way. We are not alone. Do you believe that? Do you really believe that? And so Advent, and we can look at it many different ways, is a time for us to set aside whatever distracts us from God and to pay attention to how we actually live each day. There are many disappointments in life. There are many tragedies in life, many struggles in life. A good friend of mine, his first name is also Ron, called me today, and his sister is facing death. So if you would please say a prayer for her, Ron's sister, something that we all face eventually one way or another. And so we need to be alert to God's presence in our life and to live as though we wished to have lived when life is difficult. And so there's an interesting test to help us determine our priorities. And that is, imagine that you were told you only have 5 years to live. Make a list of what you would want to do during that period of time. If they are the things you would want to do in the final years of your life, shouldn't you start doing them now? Because none of us know how much time we have left. What is it that will get us actively involved in doing God's will in our life? And sometimes we do what seems to be artificial kinds of experiments that will enable us to do that. And so the church asks us during the Advent season to show our appreciation for what God has done for us by going to religious services more often, by being more charitable at home and at work, being more responsive to the sick or elderly, and even at some point denying yourself some legitimate pleasures that you may give more to the poor. How do you live your life? Is your life lived with God? And so Advent has been characterized as a season of waiting. It's a process in which we affirm the first coming of Christ into the world while we renew our anticipation of his second and final coming, at which we'll all be present. All be present to be judged. There's an interesting play, and I referred to it not too long ago in my program. It's called Waiting for Godot. It's spelled G-O-D-O-T. And it wants us to understand that Advent is a season of hope, no matter what we may be experiencing. For we wait for what we know rather than what we don't know. Say that again. We wait for what we know rather than what we don't know. And so Jesus has come, but he's coming again. And if we see him coming at Christmas, we'll soon be able to recognize him coming into our life each and every day. He tells us to watch, to pray constantly, and not to be afraid because he is near. There are some people that we are afraid of having nearby, that we may do or say something wrong. And so if we are alert, we'll discover that Jesus comes to us much more often in our daily routines than just the feast days that we celebrate with Christ. Jesus comes to us more often in our daily routines. We know that. If you think about your best friend is not someone you just see on three or four occasions during a year, but rather you prefer to see them often, and some of them maybe every day. I talk to my sister and I talk to my best friend every day, just literally. There were days, of course, I would have missed for one reason or another. So Advent is saying stay awake to the reality that Christ is present to you with a new opportunity to experience God's unconditional love at the deepest level of your being. And what is that like? Can you describe such an event? The opportunity to experience God's unconditional love at the deepest level of your being. And so we need to stay awake, and that's what Advent is telling us. Stay awake to the reality that Christ is coming to present you with a new opportunity to love each member of your family more. And so many other people also, to love as he loves. To foster love in a world where many people have been overcome with strong feelings of hopelessness. We see that on the news so often now, where people are overwhelmed by grief and life appears to be hopeless. And so Jesus' words are meant to give hope and encouragement to those who despair. God has come into this world, and Advent tells us he's coming again. And so when times seem the worst, it's an opportunity for us to realize how near God is to us. Too often we conclude just the opposite. Where is God when we need him? And yet God is responding to the evil that people do to be with us in ways that can inspire us and help us to overcome the evil that afflicts us. And so when living seems hopeless, God is close by. Scientific research in several fields is discovering that we were made, that God has created us in such a way that we will experience the sacred, that we will experience God. That God is not just unknowable, cannot be seen, cannot be felt. All of that is possible in a spiritual way that can be as real or even more real than the physical way. And so researchers are finding compelling evidence that the human brain itself, may be hardwired to hear the voice of God. To hear doesn't mean necessarily through the ears, but to hear through our being in so many different ways. And their studies suggest that our brains respond uniquely and intensely to sacred words such as God, such as love. And so our brains have been perceived to perceive the holy. Our brains have been designed to perceive the holiness in life and therefore to find our way toward God. But experiencing the sacred is difficult for most of us because our hearts are not open to God's presence in our life. Our hearts are not open to God's movement in our life or to the sound of his voice from the deepest part of our being, where, as you know, the concepts that I talk about so often, where faith and imagination are the language of the heart, and they help us to have greater depth and clarity to what we already know without distorting the basic truth. And that is that a loving heart motivates us to do greater good. The power of love within us, which is the presence of God within us, can do so much. And so, do you look to the future with hope? So Advent is a time to intensify our search for God during these 4 weeks, to find him where we always find him, but to find him where he may want us to find him. And so when life seems hopeless, God is somewhere nearby. Somewhere nearby. And so Advent is an opportune time for us to honestly examine the present direction of our lives. And I guess one of the questions that can be asked that helps to understand if that is what we're doing, if the direction of our life is right, is where, for example, do you seek satisfaction and happiness? What are the deepest longings in your heart? Can you find God in every event in your life? Let me repeat that. Do you seek satisfaction and happiness? Where do you seek? Where? Not do you. The question is, where do you seek it? What are the deepest longings in your heart? Can you find God in every event in your life? And so the time is provided for us during these 4 weeks of Advent to use this season to express our love more fully to those whom you may be taking for granted. Is there anyone in your life you take for granted? Let's ask the big question, especially God. You take God for granted. And so I like this writing. It's by an unknown author. If you were ever going to love me, tell me now. Love me while I am still living. Do not wait until I am gone and then have it chiseled in marble. Sweet words on ice-cold stone. If you have tender thoughts of me, please tell me now. If you love me even a little bit, let me know it now so that I can treasure it. Don't let this day pass then without telling someone of your love. I always end the program in that way. Express it now if you're with someone you love. Express it now prayerfully for one of the many needs you know exists in the world. And don't allow this program to end without telling God of your love. And so, experiencing the sacred however, is difficult for most people because our hearts are not open to God's touch. What if God could touch us physically? And the sound of his voice, which come from our innermost being. So God does speak to us. And after a while, we learn to know when that is. In that part of our being, imagination, which is the language of the heart, I believe. Imagination is the language of the heart, and it allows us to give greater depth and clarity to what we already know without distorting the basic truth. It allows us to find new ways to express our love, and a loving heart provides more room than for good in our life. How much room is there in your life, do you believe, for God's life? For God's love? Is that a question you ever think about? You think about it, maybe not in those explicit ways, about many people that we know in life, maybe someone we believe we love and someone we believe loves us. Sometimes we wonder if it's true, but what about God? Do you have more room for God in your life? And so use then this Advent season to express your love to those whom you may be taking for granted, God. So, and use imagination to feel God's love embrace you. We sometimes think we have good thoughts of people who have loved us and who have embraced us. Can we think of any of those moments where we truly believe that God has embraced us? Because Advent reminds us that there are places, there are times during the course of our life when heaven and earth meet. Happens all the time, but there sometimes our focus is given to it, such as seasons like Advent, when we feel obliged in some way, or maybe feel guilty, that we should look more and more for what is God's place in my life.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.